This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus at the Last Supper reveal that Judas will betray him and that his hour has finally come where the Trinity will be glorified, and also that Peter will deny him three times. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to beg for the gift of the fear of the Lord from the Holy Spirit so he can be terrified by hell and by becoming separated from God due to his personal sin. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to seek the gift of counsel from the Holy Spirit so he can strive to be continually converted in Christ. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 21 through 33 and 36 through 38. When Jesus had thus spoken, he was troubled in spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of those disciples whom Jesus loved was lying close to the breast of Jesus. So Simon Peter beckoned to him and said, "Tell us who it is of whom he speaks." So lying thus close to the breast of Jesus, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he whom I shall give this morsel when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money box, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock will not crow till you have denied me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in this somber passage from the Last Supper. After washing the apostles' feet before the Last Supper, Jesus was deeply troubled as he considered the horrific sins of mankind and his coming passion. Jesus now reveals one of his own chosen men will betray him, fulfilling a prophecy from the Old Testament. "He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me." See Psalm 41, verse 9. Despite Judas's epic betrayal, Jesus loves him and anguishes over Judas's coming suicide and his eternal damnation. Hearing that Jesus will be betrayed by one of them, the apostles become agitated, wondering the betrayer's identity. Peter asks John, one of the sons of thunder, who is reclining at table near Jesus, to ask Jesus to identify the betrayer. Judas, also honored to be near Jesus, is given food by Jesus's own hand, by which Jesus identifies Judas as his betrayer. Compromised by his selfishness and greed, Judas freely accepts Satan's entry into his heart, and he slinks off into the darkness of the night to betray the Son of God. revealing his long-awaited hour has finally come, at which the Trinity will be glorified, despite the evil acts of men. Jesus confirms his departure and reveals that the apostles will not be able to immediately follow him. Omitted from today's reading, verses 34 and 35, Jesus makes the dramatic announcement of his new and binding commandment that those who would follow him must love one another, even as I have loved you. Simon Peter, already agitated by Judas's betrayal, worries about being separated from Jesus. Jesus confirms that Peter will indeed follow him, a veiled reference to Peter's coming martyrdom and resurrection. Despite Peter's heartfelt promise to die for him, Jesus reveals that Peter will deny him three times before the cock crows. Jesus' revelation of the betrayal and the denial of the apostles causes them much anguish and confusion. Well, let's look closer and see what Jesus is doing, which can lead a man to become more awed by him. Be awed. Despite having supernatural knowledge of how the apostles will fail him, Jesus heroically perseveres, a part of fortitude, in his passion, with perfect charity for his apostles and all mankind. Jesus knows that Judas will betray him. Jesus knows that Peter will deny him. Jesus knows that all the apostles, except for John, will be cowards and abandon him at the cross. Jesus knows, despite the infinite suffering and the gift of his passion, many men across time will reject him and spend eternity in hell. Well, despite the somber and sorrowful nature of this gospel, let's see how man can grow in happiness by reflecting on today's gospel. Be terrified by hell and by becoming separated from God. Realize, Judas betrays Jesus, feels remorse, and kills himself, and many, many saints have said that Judas was condemned to hell. In contrast, Peter denies Jesus but repents, is forgiven, and becomes one of the greatest saints in heaven. Believe. Confront the dangers of unrepentant, mortal, and venial sin. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1846 through 1876. Pray. Holy Spirit, help me to be terrified by the fires of hell, and give me the gift of the fear of the Lord, so I have a deep and abiding fear of ever being separated from you because of my mortal sins, so I always rush to be forgiven of my sins and reunited with you through the sacrament of penance. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Strive for continual conversion in Christ. Realize, faith grows through small acts of faith, and a life of sin is built on many small acts of sin. Judas's pilgrimage to betrayal and suicide occurs in many small steps, one choice to sin at a time. Believe. Reflect upon the need for continual conversion in Christ. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1427 through 1429. Pray. Indwelling Spirit, give me the gift of counsel, so I instantly recognize temptations. I immediately know how to avoid sin, and so I'm inspired to pursue continual conversion in Christ, one holy choice at a time. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness that Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of the fear of the Lord from the Holy Spirit so you can be terrified by the prospect of going to hell and becoming separated from God. And second, seek the gift of counsel from the Holy Spirit so you can strive for continual conversion in Christ. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.